Welcome to our second Sunday in Advent Worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. This is Pastor Olana, December 10, 2023. We began our service in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truths and teach us, for your God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. Let us confess our sins. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new right and a spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Amen. Since we confessed our sins, now hear the absolution. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on us, and through Jesus Christ has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith installed in us by the Holy Spirit, we know, and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ, that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sing praise to God, the highest good, the author of creation, the God of love who understood our need for His salvation. With healing balm our souls He fills, and every faithless murmur stills. To God
the first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 1 through 11. The epistle is taken from the 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 8 through 14. And our gospel reading is the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1 through 8. Let us pray. Stir up your heart, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by His coming we may be enabled to serve You with pure mind through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen.
Blessed day to you. This is a Bible study of the epistle lesson for the second Sunday in Advent. We begin with prayer. O God, we thank you for revealing yourself and your will for us through your word. We thank you for sending us your Holy Spirit as we study your word. Keep us strong in our faith, increase our love for you and for our neighbor, and keep us steadfast in our hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For the second Sunday in Advent, the epistle lesson is from Peter's second letter, the third chapter, verses 8 through 14. But do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is forbearing toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and the works that are upon it will be burned up. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of persons ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, because of which the heavens will be kindled and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire? But according to his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you wait for these, there is a word in this text that describes this season of the church year, namely the season of Advent. It is the word wait. We are waiting just as the ancient people of Israel waited for the coming of the Messiah, the one we call the Christ. The church, God's faithful, forgiven people, are waiting for the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who did come and has promised to come again. Now, some people may think that we're waiting because God is delayed in carrying out what he has promised. To speak of delay in connection with the Lord's coming is to impose human standards on the Lord, to try to fit him into categories which are not his. A genuinely Christian hope will not seek to master God. It will not be curious about the Lord's timetable, but will be concerned about his purpose. And that purpose is clear. He would have all people reach repentance and live. And that gives the waiting and hoping church its direction and goal and its solemn responsibility. The church is to see in the Lord's delay a summons to a life of sanctified and vigilant expectancy, a life characterized by growth in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Or, to put it the way our text does, we are to be busy with lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God. We should work at living holy and godly lives while waiting. In addition, we should be zealous to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. Let's think about each of these for a moment. Because the material world we live in is transitory, that is, temporary as it moves to its end, this should move us, inspire us, to make a difference in our system of values and our priorities in life. The result should be lives of holiness, which means that we separate ourselves from sin and we separate ourselves for God. And we are also to live lives of godliness. That means lives that are devoted to the worship and the service of God. In addition, we are to live lives that are spotless. That means not tainted by sin. We are to be blameless. That is, living as those who have had their sins forgiven. In that way, we will live in peace with our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. And believers, people who have faith in Christ, have peace with God as a result of being justified through faith. Remember, just to be justified means to have our sins forgiven and the hope and promise of eternal life. The result of living this way is that we are being prepared to live in a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. A Christian is a person with a reason for living. There are certain things of which he is absolutely certain. James Agate once declared that his mind was not a bed to be made and remade, but that on certain things it was finally made up. There's a certain inflexibility in the Christian life. There's a certain basis of belief which never changes. The Christian will never stop to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. and he will never cease to be aware that there is laid on him the duty of making his life fit for the belief that we do have. Famous theologian G.K. Chesterton once said that orthodoxy, while walking along, is like a walking along a narrow ridge. One step to either side was a step to disaster. Jesus is God and man. God is love and holiness. Christianity is grace and morality. The Christian lives in this world and lives in the world of eternity. Overstress either side of these great two-sided truths, and at once destructive heresy could emerge. One of the most tragic things in life is when a person twists Christian truth and Holy Scripture into an excuse and even a reason for doing what they want to do instead of taking them as guides for doing what God wants us to do. All this we do in keeping mind that the end is coming, coming when it is the day of God, as our text calls it. Apparently, the day of God is synonymous with the day of the Lord, since it is characterized by the same kind of events. Then there's that phrase, speed is coming. That day may be hastened by God's people as they speed up the accomplishment of his purposes. For instance, getting the gospel into all the world. Since God is waiting for all who will come to repentance, the sooner believers bring others to the Savior, the sooner the day may dawn. Prayer also serves to hasten that day in Matthew 6:10, as does holy living, according to our text. Only the diligent Christian will be a happy Christian in the day of the Lord. Learn to make a right use of the patience of our Lord, who as yet delays his coming, and then let us seek to have our minds prepared for receiving things hard to be understood by putting in practice things which are more easy to be understood. There must be self-denial and suspicion of ourselves and submission to the authority of Jesus Christ before we can heartily receive all the truths of the gospel. And that we may avoid being led away, we must seek to grow in grace, in faith, in virtue, and knowledge. We must work to know Christ more clearly and more fully, to know him so as to be more like him and to love him better. This is the knowledge of Christ, which the Apostle Paul also taught and desired to attain. And those who taste this effect of the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will, upon receiving such grace from him, give thanks and praise to him, and join in ascribing glory to him now in the full assurance of doing the same hereafter and forever. Some of this is thoughts, some of all this was thoughts by Matthew Henry and also William Barclay. Let us pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and you, O Holy Spirit, forgive our sins and keep us in our hope, not only during this season of Advent, but at all times. Keep us in our hope of living with you eternally as we hear and study your word and promises. Help us prepare for this blessing as we live lives of holiness and godliness now. We ask for all these blessings in Jesus' name because you are our faithful God. Amen.
Let us close our service for this morning with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
With joy and peace.